rise and look around. A little more Sam Fazio for you. Now it is my distinct and ever-loving pleasure to say hi to Jennifer Weigel. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Ricky. How are you?
Happy Mother's Day. What'd you do for Mother's Day? What'd Britt do for Mother's Day?
He started off with a nice card, which is always a good way to start the day. And then we went to, his dad, Clay, has a business, Bespoke Cuisine in the West Loop.
Oh, great.
They do cooking parties. And so we went for a cooking party and learned how to make a really amazing Eggs Benedict and salad, and Britt whipped up a vinaigrette, and it was really cool.
Well, the last time I saw Britt, we were at Fiona and I were at some Christmas event at Navy Pier, and I taught them both to, because you know me, I'm not a cook. I taught them both to decorate cookies. He's a great kid, honey. You're a lucky girl. You know Jen from TV. You know Jen from radio. You know Jen from her books. Her latest is Psychics, Healers, and Mediums, A Journalist, A Road Trip, and The Voices from the Other Side. Jen, this whole, your spiritual journey, not that it did not start when, you know, you were always allowed to babysit you and your brother Rafer. That's probably when it should have started when you were kids. It really did start in the wake of your dad's death in 2001 after Timmy died, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't believe in much of this stuff at all. And I thought, you know, when you're in grief and you're paralyzed with grief and you're sad, I thought, you know, I want answers. And so I thought, as a journalist, it was sort of my responsibility to go out and have conversations and do some research. And, you know, it was really interesting. And I hate that the book is titled, the headliner is Psychics, because I think that word just garners this image of someone with a turban on their head and a dead chicken around their neck.
Yeah, right.
I get it, you know.
Right.
It really is intuitives. And what, you know, I'm finding in my research with all these conversations, intuition is something we are all born with. Intuition is something Michael Jordan uses on the basketball court, or
sure,
a golfer uses when they're taking a swing, or a doctor uses when they're operating, because they don't have time to think. They go with their gut. And it's a skill that we all have, and some of us develop it and some of us don't. And I really love the fact that, you know, I interviewed also philosophers and medical doctors,
yeah,
and, you know, priests and rabbis and theologians and so historians and psychics, healers, and mediums. And it just, the fact that people have such a, they roll their eyes at that word, I get it. But what I really want to, I don't know, I guess the message I'm hoping people get from this book is the realization that this intuition thing is a muscle we all have and can develop if we choose to. It's like going to the gym. You can get it stronger, and you can't run a marathon without training and running a few miles first. So,
well, there's no question. And you know, too, that my brother Mark has been deeply into this sort of world for a long time, and even I, years ago, was terribly skeptical, because I am no longer as skeptical as I used to be, even though...
Wait a second. That's the headline. What happened?
I don't know, honey. I mean, this book, I mean, the way you're going about this whole thing as a journalist, you know, I have read enough books, and I think it's easy to sort of explain the stigma that is attached to this realm, because there have been, as there are in any realm, a bunch of scam artists and shysters and con artists throughout the years, correct? I mean, that's why the stigma remains attached, don't you think?
Oh, completely. It's like used car salesmen. You know, there are some amazing ones out there that sell cars that are pre-owned. Now they say pre-owned.
Right.
But a used car salesman gives that, used car salesman. I mean, we just go there. But like you said, in any profession, whether you're an accountant or a doctor or a mechanic, there's going to be shysters and they're going to be excellent ones. And so, you know, what I tried to do was sort of weed through the different options, or several different options, and I brought with me a person that they couldn't possibly
see. That's the thing. See, that's the thing that I really admire about this book, is that you went about it as a journalist. You brought so-called, what do you call them, normal people. As opposed to someone with you with a higher profile, and to have one of these people do a reading of you, is information about you is much more accessible than it would be about many of the people you brought to these things. Correct?
Exactly. Like, you know, you can Google me all day long, but you can't Google Jen's friend.
Right.
Who you don't know who it is. And it, you know, a lady named Margie who's from Woodstock or, you know, whatever the heck it was. I didn't even tell them a first name or where they came from. I would just show up with these people. And that sort of gave a layer of, you know, I guess you could say legitimacy to the process.
Sure.
But still, Rick, it is amazing to me that still I get emails from people saying, you had to have been stacking the decks. You must have given the medium some information about who was in the audience or who was there. And why on earth would I risk my integrity, my reputation, to lie? I mean, I guess people have done that in the past, and that's why people think it's easier to believe that I'm giving a medium some answers than the fact that they're talking to the dead, I guess. But good grief, people, just stop it. I'm not doing that. It's so exhausting. But I get it, but it's just frustrating.
Well, see, but that's the thing I admire about you, and that is the thing that is, it has not totally flipped me around, but certainly between you and my brother Mark, I am less skeptical of all of it. Do you know what I mean? I think there's a tendency, Jen Weigel, to sort of be a blanket skeptic. Without delving into saying, well, you know, it'd be the same thing like saying all dentists are terrible, so eventually your teeth will fall out, ladies and gentlemen. when you find these people, especially the people you visited in Psychics, Healers, and Mediums, first, before that, Jen, what do you see? I know you don't get to pick your own book titles. But what is the difference between psychics, healers, and mediums? Are those three distinct groups? I tend to think that there's a little merging of them. Yes?
Well, some people do all of these things, right? Mediumship is the claim to talk to the other side, those who pass.
Right.
Psychics claim they want to tell you what's going to happen on Tuesday. And healers are healers. And I think a healer could be a massage therapist, to be quite honest. A chiropractor can be a healer. Some of them are really amazing and they have hot hands and you don't know why you feel better after you've been in their office. And so for me, you know, a medical intuitive is something I've been fascinated with. And Carolyn Mace, who's got, I don't know, 8 New York Times bestselling
books. Yeah, right.
Anatomy of the Spirit and Sacred Contracts. She's one of the chapters in this book. And at the age of 30, she's minding her own business, drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes in the parking lot. And somebody walks by her and she gets this like spidey sense on why they're sick. And it's like, geez, she doesn't even know the person. Well, this was what's cool for me. Carolyn Mace went on to partner with Norm Shealy, who is a Harvard medical school brain surgeon. So when Dr. Norm Shealy couldn't heal a patient, he called up Carolyn and said, hey, I got a patient sitting here with me. I'm going to give you his name. Tell me what you see. The fact that a Harvard brain surgeon, MD, is going to work with a medical intuitive, that perks my ears up. But it's those kind of instances where you have someone who doesn't have this background. They're not sitting in an office, you know, they're not burning patchouli. They're not, you know, they're saving lives.
This is
important stuff. And that's where I'd like to go is the bridge between the science and the quote woo-woo. It's happening more and more. It's electromagnetic fields. I mean, that's what a cell phone tower is. That's what the radio waves are that are going into people's homes right now. Why can't there be a radio wave going from, you know, a person who's sitting there and a person who's passed on? I mean, that's what they're trying to prove. And when they put these sensors on the brains of a medium, they're actually showing activity that's happening in parts of the brain that are not happening on a person who's not, quote, channeling the other side, so to speak.
Fascinating.
So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I get really excited about.
You can go. You can get Jen's books at Amazon.com and all those other places, but you can also go to her website, which I love. It's JenWeigel.com. Her latest book is Psychics, Healers, and Mediums, A Journalist, A Road Trip, and the Voices from the Other Side. And if you are skeptical of this kind of scene, I went to a TED Talk, a medical TED Talk for reasons that you don't need to know about, and was fascinated with one guy talking about the value of art, another person talking about how placebos can actually cure people. And I thought, you know what? We are going in the next 50 years to learn all sorts of things about which we were terribly skeptical before are actually true. And I think you're on the forefront of that, honey. I really, really do. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Jen Weigel.
If they asked me, I could write a book.
Well, they asked Jennifer Weigel to write a book. That's the voice of Sam Fazio. Her latest book is Psychics, Healers, and Mediums, A Journalist, A Road Trip, and the Voices from the Other Side. You have, Jen, a ton of events coming up. You're going to be, Friday, you're going to be at one of my favorite places in the world, the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan.
Yes.
Now, who's
Can't
this?
Can't wait to go back.
Huh? Oh, it's a great place. Have you done it? Done shows before there?
Yes, I have. I've done my one-woman show there. I've also done a show with the Manhattan medium, Thomas John, and he's in one of the chapters of my book. He is also going to be joining me there this Friday.
So tell me more about him.
A medium.
I enjoyed him in the book, but tell me more about him.
So Thomas John is, he was 4 years old, and his dad didn't believe in any of this stuff. His mom didn't believe. You know, he's raised a Catholic family in Boston, kind of minding their own business. And he starts seeing his grandpa, who passed away before, you know, he claims he has this connection with his grandpa, who died before he was born. And so the family had been missing the grandpa's watch, and Thomas basically was told by the grandpa, hey, the family friend has my watch. He walked off with it. So Thomas goes to the parents and says, hey, grandpa came last night. He told me where the watch is. Sure enough, that's where the watch is. And
yeah,
they were so freaked out by it. They actually punished him and locked him in a closet. And, I mean, they didn't know what to do with this. I mean,
yeah.
His poor mother took him to shrinks and priests and rabbis and tried to get him exercised and all these things. And finally, she met a priest who said, guess what? Your son is talking to angels. Embrace it. And that's when she could really kind of wrap her head around it. But it was a pretty bad childhood. And that's another through line, I think, Rick, with a lot of these people who grow up with this gift is the parents don't have an understanding, so they make it wrong or make the kids feel wrong or different. And a lot of these people go through bouts with alcoholism and drug abuse just to try to fit in because they don't know how. And it's really terrible. If anyone out there is listening with a child who's intuitive or hypersensitive, you know, try to get educated about what this is instead of just make it wrong because you can't understand it. That's one of the other things I saw a lot in my research.
That's a good life lesson. You also have signings. I mean, you have such a cool website, Jen. You just go to Jen Weigel. I'm going to spell it JenWeigel.com. You're still doing that Friday Funnies thing at the Wilmette Theater, too?
We have that June 2nd. Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, there's comedy up there. I do the Conversations with Weigel thing where I have conversations with authors. And then, you know, on the road, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up. And I just did a book signing in Wheaton at this really cool place called Quest Bookshop over the weekend. That was really nice. And I'm trying to stay busy. You know how it is, Rick. It's just going out there and meeting readers to me is a great joy to get feedback because, you know, as a writer, you don't know if anybody is reading your stuff unless someone tells you.
Right.
And you really
one, I know, and you're also such a personable person. We ran into each other at the last week at a sort of celebration for the life and times of Mike Adamley. And you were magnificent in your speech talking about how Mike, who now suffers from the effects of CTE, used to pick up your dad and drive him to his hospital appointments whenever he needed them. How's your podcast doing?
I'm Spiritual Dammit is doing great on WGN Plus. You know, I'm told it's getting a lot of traction. People really like to hear these conversations. My most recent conversation is with Paul Selig. Now, this is the trippiest story ever. We just had him at the Wilmette Theater, Rick. This is a gentleman who was a professor at NYU for 25 years, got his master's at Yale. So no schlub, right?
Yeah, right, sure.
Steeped in academia, and he's hearing voices, and it's like he knows they're not his voices. And he's like, whoa. He basically has become a channel. And this man has channeled four books, maybe five now, The latest one is called The Book of Truth. He says, I'm not an author. I'm a transcriber of information. It comes through him.
Ooh.
But Nightline did a story on him because he's also this empath kind of psychic where if you ask him about somebody, he says he's the medium for the living. You ask him about somebody who's living, and he turns into them. It is the craziest thing. I'm not kidding you, Rick. I swear on my dad's ashes, and I'm looking at him right now. He literally, his eyes changed color in front of me. I've never seen anything like
that. Oh, my God.
Of this world.
Wow.
Yeah, he is the latest podcast. He's chapter 6 in my book, Paul Selig. You know, and again, these people who come into these gifts later in life and then try to adjust accordingly. He was so scared to come out, as they say.
Yeah.
And now for his colleagues to embrace, you know, this side of him. And also, too, I love that the religious community is helping to back me up. I just discovered that the Old Testament is just peppered with instances where mediumship, real mediumship, going to somebody who claims to go to the dead is actually helpful. Like Saul had forbidden the practice, but he wants to call up the ghost of Samuel because he's so torn. And so he does. He goes underground and finds a medium. And, you know, this is just all over the Bible. So for people who tell me I'm going, you know, to the inferno because of doing this research, you're obviously not reading the Bible. That's what a Roman Catholic priest told me.
Well, Jen, you're doing this. You're doing this in such a sort of sound journalistic way, too. You were no naive kid out here, you know, falling for the thing that has impressed me about your work is that you are. You're not as skeptical as I going in. And indeed, early on, you had a real need. But you're no pushover, and I think that's the winning point of psychics, healers, and mediums, a journalist, a road trip, and voices from the other side. You actually are. You must have encountered, Jen, some real shysters on your travels, though. People who want to ingratiate themselves to you to be part of your books. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other thing. When people try to make it about themselves and like that they are the better medium because they do this, anybody who says that this is their doing, then I don't want anything to do with them. It's something that I believe comes through people, just like Paul Selig. You know, it comes through you. It's not about you. The message comes from another source and it comes through you. And if you're going to deliver it, that's great. But the moment you take yourself into it as the be all end all and make yourself holier than thou, I don't want anything to do with you. You know, a lot of people that were recommended and bestsellers and so forth, I just said, no thanks. After one phone conversation, I could tell they wanted to make it about them and not about the work and not about the evidence, and I'm not interested. So just like with any profession, like we said, you can find good eggs and bad eggs, and, you know, they exist, that's for sure. But you just have to be discerning about who you decide to get tangled with if you're going down this road.
Yeah. You know full well, dear, that I was terribly skeptical at the beginning of what is now, I think, your life journey. I am no longer so. I just think...
wait till you see a guy's eyes change color, Rick. That's the thing.
I can't do that. I would be too scared. I can't. No, I can't go that far. You can tell me that his eyes change color, but and you had a lovely spread. If you people have the April edition of Chicago Magazine, they did a really nice little spread on you.
Oh,
Jen.
Yeah, that was.
And you are obviously working your behind off. You can get. She's all over the place, and you can get. All that information and information about her other books, too. I'm Spiritual, Damn It. This is the podcast. You have audio books now, right? There's an audio book of the podcast. Is that right?
Yes. The most popular podcasts have been turned into audio books. There's an entire audio book just on near-death experiences, people who've died and lived to talk about it, and medical doctors kind of talking about this whole phenomenon. So, you know, just go to jenweigel.com. I bet you'll find something that you could get lost in. I find it interesting just to have conversations with readers and listeners all the time. And if you're near Three Oaks, Michigan on Friday, or the Victory Gardens Theater, we're going to be with Thomas John again on Monday, June 12th. That would be great.
If you're going to be, this is the season, ladies and gentlemen, to be up in Three Oaks, and the Acorn Theater is an amazing venue.
That's amazing.
Is an amazing person, and this guy, this Manhattan medium, Thomas John, sounds like a pretty amazing person to me, Jen Weigel. You know how much I adore you, honey, and happy Mother's Day. And
thank you, Rick.
Keep in touch, sweetie. Keep in touch.
We'll see you soon.
I hope so, honey.
Absolutely.
I hope so. She is one of the great people I've ever known. Her father, Tim Weigel, for some strange reason, allowed the 20-something Rick Kogan to babysit Jen Weigel and her brother, Rafer, which might have scarred them forever. So, as always, thanks much for listening. You heard Sam Fazio talk about his Saturday show at the Empire Room with Kimberly Gordon at samfaziomusic.com. You heard Nora Blakely talk about her amazing mom, Gwendolyn Brooks. You can go to gwendolynbrooks.net. And you just heard Jen Weigel. Go to jenweigel.net. You also heard the first podcast of Lise Graham. She started as a full-time producer last week. Now she has her first podcast, and you heard it all. Happy to give the world premiere of that. Aubrey Mumpower, thanks a million for engineering. Lise, thanks for, I'm glad you can find time to produce the show. You're doing a great job. And Roger Badish, always, always a pleasure to work with you. Thank you all very much for listening. I'll see you next weekend. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.